The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, May 9th, 2006, and Presidential Release number 340. This is the last presidential release that will be made before the National Convention, so you should be making your convention plans. I begin this release with the joyful news that Amy and Shane Burrish of Nebraska, Amy Burrish serves as our president of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska, announced the birth of Noah Shane Michael Burrish, who was born on May 2nd, weighing 7 pounds, 10 ounces, and measuring 21 inches long. All the Burrishes are doing well. Noah has red hair, and he is coming to convention with his mother. Congratulations to all the Burrishes. Here's a piece of delightful news. Craig Roysom, who is a recent scholarship winner of the National Federation of the Blind, a member of the Metro Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Minnesota, and a member of the National Association of Blind Students and the Minnesota Association of Blind Students, and Catalina Martinez, who is also a member of the Metro Chapter and is a member of the National Association of Blind Students and the Minnesota Association of Blind Students, were married on March 4th. At Blind Incorporated in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So congratulations to Craig and Catalina. I am sorry to have to tell you of the death of Craig Kaiser's wife, Gail, who died yesterday, I am told, after a fairly extended illness. Craig Kaiser runs services for the blind in Florida. He has been a part of the Federation from time to time for quite a long time. He learned his Federation philosophy from Dr. Jernigan many years ago. I am sorry to have to tell you of his wife's death. Now, I have a number of announcements. Many of these pertain one way or another to the National Convention, so let me see if I can get those done first. To begin with, we have kernel books that we prepare each year so that people can learn about the National Federation of the Blind and the work of our members and what blindness is. These little books contain firsthand accounts of what blindness means and, especially sometimes, what it doesn't mean. We need stories for the kernel books, and kernel book submissions have to be made by May 31st of each year in order to be in the contest. That means you have only a few days left to go, and they have to be here by May 31st, not postmarked by May 31st. If they get to the National Center for the Blind before midnight on May 31st, then they're in the contest, and otherwise they'll have to wait till another year. We draw from amongst the people who submitted stories, and suppose that you submit 5 stories. Your name goes into the pot 5 times, and that person who wins when the drawing is made gets $1,000. We will make the drawing at the National Convention. Also, we have pre-registration this year. Pre-registration for the convention and purchasing of banquet tickets online before the convention, but it must be done before May 31. Go to our website and look at the convention part of it, and you will find a form there to pre-register for the convention. There's a discount for those who pre-register. Registration is $20, and the pre-registration price is $15. Banquet tickets will cost $40. The pre-registration price is $35. So get your pre-registration done. I have done mine, and it did work, so I know that it does work. And get ready to come to the National Convention. I remind you that the convention hotel is the Anatole Hilton Hotel. It's in Dallas, Texas. The telephone number to make a reservation for your room at the convention is 214-761-7500. The rooms are held till the first day of June. After that time, they will not be held. There is a charge immediately upon each person who is registering for a room, unless you have paid your pre-registration deposit, you're not registered with the hotel. That has to be done by June 1st, otherwise the rooms are there if the hotel wants to sell them, but the hotel will not hold our block after June 1st of this year. We have a lot of people registered for the convention already, and the convention agenda is beginning to shape up very nicely. So I urge you to be at convention. Convention is where the action is. I am told that there will be this year a genuine Texas barbecue at the convention with brisket of beef and barbecued chicken and ranch beans and creamy coleslaw. And there'll be all the trimmings to go with it. There'll be, I think there's cornbread, if I remember right. And there are a couple of kinds of desserts, and one of them is peach cobbler, if memory serves. And the other one is some kind of a pecan pie made with bourbon or something or other. So it'll be a grand time. This'll be on Tuesday night. This is the 4th of July. The barbecue will be available out in the park. The hotel has a 7-acre park with a lot of statues in it and other things like that. And it is a delightful place. We're going to have a barbecue, a genuine Texas barbecue. It costs $35. You should indicate your interest to state presidents if you are planning to come to the barbecue, because we have to give a guarantee for the barbecue on Friday before people generally get to the convention. And I'd like to know from each of the state presidents how many people you believe from your state will be coming to the barbecue so that we can give the guarantee on Friday. By the 15th of June, please let Mrs. Jernigan, that's Mary Ellen Jernigan, know how many people you estimate will be coming from your state for the barbecue at convention. I was staying at a hotel recently in Chicago. It was a nice enough hotel, but not a grand hotel in the way that ours is a grand hotel. And when I went to check out, I found that I had made 4 or 5 telephone calls, and the cost for these telephone calls mounted up to over $100. And I thought, amazing for 4 or 5 long-distance telephone calls. The hotel told me that for Telephone Connect charges, it costs $9.90 for every single call. I only bring that to your attention because I urge you to check on charges at the convention hotel when you get there so that you don't run into unexpected things. Sometimes in hotels, there's a minibar. This is not a convenience placed for your entertainment. It's there for the hotel to sell you things out of the minibar. And then sometimes the hotel sells movies that are pay-per-view movies. And so if you think about the telephone calls and the pay-per-view movies and things like that, you can mount up charges that you don't anticipate with a great speed. So plan ahead when you come to the convention and don't take things for granted. Check on the prices before you accept whatever service there is to be offered. At the convention, we will be drawing for a Kenneth Jernigan raffle ticket winning prize, and this prize has to do with travel to next year's convention, if I remember properly. One of the things I did was send out a bunch of tickets to people all over the country, and I said that you should get your tickets back in, send them to Jessica Thompson, who serves as Secretary to the President of the National Federation of the Blind. We need to get those tickets sold and the ticket stubs back in. I realize the time for selling those tickets is not concluded yet, but there will be a time in the next month or so, or a little more, when the time for selling raffle tickets in the Kenneth Jernigan raffle has come to a close. Please get them in. Joe Ruffalo and Dwight Sayer remind everybody that we have at the National Convention a ceremony to honor veterans that have served our country. And Dwight Sayer is collecting the information about veterans. Please let him know if you're going to be at the convention and be prepared to be on the stage on the 4th of July. Contact information for Dwight Sayer is 259 Regal Downs Circle, Winter Garden, Florida, 34787, telephone number 407-877-1970, or you can give him an email, communication at repcodds@aol.com. I should also tell you that Lions, who are members of the National Federation of the Blind, coming to the convention, all of you Lions, please bring your Lions vests to convention. There will be an event at convention when it will be desirable for all Lions to wear your vests. I have an announcement here from Jesse Hartle, who is in our Governmental Affairs Department, about the Louis Braille Coin Bill, which says, "We are continuing to work on building co-sponsor support for S-2321, the Louis Braille Commemorative Coin Act. At this time, 56 senators have joined with Senator Santorum in support of this legislation to increase the literacy rate of blind students. We must all take time to call our senators to urge them to sign on in support of S-2321. As this is an election year, we are not sure how long the Senate will be in Washington. Senators will leave after a time to campaign for the fall elections. Most likely it will be by the beginning of October, but it might be earlier than that. We need to reach the required number of co-sponsors soon. By the 1st of July is highly desirable. As you know, the Senate will not be in session during the month of August, so we must get to work to ensure the passage of this important legislation. If your senator appears on the following list, please contact his or her office to urge that the senator co-sponsor S-2321. For more information, please call Jesse Hartle at 410-659-9314, extension 2233, or send an email to jhartle@nfb.org. Now, here is the list of those who have not yet joined in co-sponsoring this important piece of legislation. Alabama, Senator Jeff Sessions. Alaska, Senator Lisa Murkowski. And Senator Ted Stevens. Arizona, Senator John Kyle and Senator John McCain. California, Senator Dianne Feinstein. Colorado, Senator Wayne Allard and Senator Ken Salazar. Delaware, Senator Thomas Carper. Florida, Senator Bill Nelson. Illinois, Senator Barack Obama. Kansas, Senator Sam Brownback and Senator Pat Roberts. Kentucky, Senator Mitch McConnell. Minnesota, Senator Norm Coleman. Mississippi, Senator Thad Cochran. Nebraska, Senator Chuck Hagel. Nevada, Senator John Ensign and Senator Harry Reid. New Hampshire, Senator Judd Gregg, Senator John Sununu. North Dakota, Senator Kent Conrad. Oklahoma, Senator Tom Coburn. Oregon, Senator Gordon Smith. South Carolina, Senator Jim DeMint. South Dakota, Senator Tim Johnson. Senator John Thune. Tennessee, Senator Lamar Alexander. Texas, Senator John Cornyn, Senator K. Bailey Hutchinson. Vermont, Senator James Jeffords, Senator Patrick Leahy. Virginia, Senator George Allen, Senator John Warner. Washington, Senator Patty Murray. West Virginia, Senator Robert Byrd, Senator John Rockefeller. Wisconsin, Senator Russell Feingold, Senator Herbert Cole. And Wyoming, Senator Michael Enzi. Now, if you will find a way to get hold of these senators and let them know the time for co-sponsoring this legislation is right now. This is the time. We've got to move on this. I have a note here from Judy Sanders about the National Organization of the Senior Blind. Once again, the National Organization of the Senior Blind will hold its not-so-silent auction in conjunction with our annual meeting. This year we have an innovation that we hope will make it easier to bid on the items. All donated items that have come to our attention by June 15th will be put into a list circulated at the convention. You will then have a chance to examine these items before our meeting. If you want your donated item to be listed in our brochure, please email the information to Judy Sanders at jsanders, J-S-A-N-D-E-R-S, 4, that's number 4, at mn.rr.com, or call her at 612-375-1625. If you want to make a donation but cannot let me know by June 15th, it will still be greatly appreciated. And don't forget to come to bid. We thank you for your support. This from Judy Sanders, president of the National Organization of the Senior Blind. Here is an announcement about the Imagination Fund from Christy Bowman. Says, many thanks to our friends and fellow Federationists for the time, talent, and treasure you have given to the 2005-2006 Imagination Fund campaign. On May 31st, the campaign ends. If you have made a pledge, please do what you can to pay it now. All pledges outstanding after May 31 will be carried over to the next year and will not count in the 2005-2006 campaign year. Until then, let's do whatever we can to collect as much as we can as we approach the finish line. Perhaps your chapter is able and willing to make an immediate donation of, say, $500 or $100 or $50 before May 31st. Pass the hat. Use up any remaining 2005-2006 brochures. Put your name on the little envelope as the Imaginator and immediately distribute any remaining brochures you might still possess to friends, family members, folks in your church congregation, co-workers, folks from your neighborhood, or somebody else. Tell them that we are nearing the end of this campaign and we need to work on it right away. Tell them about the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. Tell them about the local projects that will help blind children or blind seniors in your chapter or your affiliate. For more information about the Imagination Campaign, contact Christy Bowman at 410-659-9314, extension 2406, or you can get a hold of her at an email address, which is imagine@nfb.org. Since the last presidential release was made, we have sent out a good many of our Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind readers in the program to do testing and evaluation of the machines, and I must say that the results have so far been extraordinarily good. We have had a failure rate of this new technology which comes in at the neighborhood of 1% or less. And that, of course, is quite impressive in any new technology. The reading machines do read a lot of stuff. One of them was in Florida a while back, and somebody said, well, can it read this emergency exit sign right here? And so our trainer in Florida held it up and shot a picture of the sign, and it told everybody what the sign said, first in English and then in Spanish. It hasn't been trained to do Spanish, but the Spanish speakers in the audience said it did very well. We've had two sessions of ambassador trainers in the National Center for the Blind lately, and the training is going extraordinarily well. So look forward to seeing this machine at the National Convention. It will be available at that time. Here is an announcement from Jerry Lazarus about Meet the Blind Month. It is time for us to plan for the activities of Meet the Blind Month for the coming year. Meet the Blind Month is October, and we have done extraordinarily well in the last year with over 300 of these activities. But in order to ensure that they will go forward, we need to do better this time and make plans beginning now. You can speak to your local elementary or middle school or one of your civic service clubs. You can plan a fundraiser at your local Walmart store. You can check the community calendar in your locality and plan to be on it or to present an item that will occur during Meet the Blind Month. NFB literature, including Braille alphabet cards, will be available in multiple sizes and many packages. If you want information about the Meet the Blind Month activities, you can get a hold of our project coordinator for this. This is Jerry Lazarus. You can call him at our telephone number, 410-659-9314, extension 2297, or send him an email at jlazarus, J-L-A-Z-A-R-U-S, at nfb.org. We had a group of our members from North Carolina visit us since the last presidential release. There were more than 40 of them. Patricia Tesnier put this together, and she brought along Jim Benton, who has been a part of the National Federation of the Blind now for decades. I think maybe Patricia has, too, although I shouldn't have brought it up, since she's a very nice lady and undoubtedly quite a young lady, and it's nice to have both of them back, along with the others from the National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina. Since our last presidential release, we had the BLAST conference. This is the vendors conference put together by Kevin Worley. I'm told it was the best attended and one of the most successful conferences we have had. During the time of the National Federation of the Blind in the vending program, we've had our Louisiana convention, and we had the 20-year anniversary of the Louisiana Center for the Blind, which was celebrated at our Louisiana convention. This was on April 6, 7, and 8, and I had the pleasure of participating in that event, although the plane was late, so I participated in less of it than I had hoped to do. The annual celebration here at the Jernigan Institute occurred on April 7th, and it was most successful as well. We had the governor with us, along with a number of other leaders of the political parties and the people in office here in Baltimore. Since we last got together, Mary Schneckenberg, who serves in the Library for the Blind in New Zealand, has been to visit. We have been working with her on joint projects to try to find ways to make it a streamlined process to present books to the blind all over her country and ours. In other words, it has been one of those usual busy times. The National Federation of the Blind is as rambunctious as always, as active, as alive, as full of plans, full of excitement, and planning to do more things come to the National Convention. Since our last presidential release, we have had a number of suggestions recorded by people for doing activities in chapters, and here is one from Bennett Prowse, who has served as a member of the National Federation of the Blind of Washington for about a quarter of a century, or maybe it's 30 years nowadays. Here's Ben Prowse.
Hi, I'm Bennett Prowse, First Vice President of the National Federation of the Blind of Washington. Now, here's an idea for your chapter. It's sort of a variation on a trivia game. The next chapter meeting, a president announces that there will be a trivia game at the next chapter meeting. Each chapter member is asked to come to that next chapter meeting with a trivia question designed to stump the chapter members. The trivia question can pertain to the philosophy of the NFB, the history of the NFB, or the personalities or the leadership of the NFB, or anything else related to the NFB, as long as the answers can be researched and documented or verified somehow. When the next chapter meeting comes around, the idea is for each member to ask either one or more questions designed to stump other chapter members. Those questions that stump chapter members win their questioner a prize. It could be a trinket prize from a dollar store or maybe a credit or something like that or whatever. The other thing is that the chapter then, at the end of the trivia game, can vote on which one was the best trivia question from all the questions that stump the chapter. That will give an added incentive for those to ask good trivia questions, but got to make sure they're documented or verifiable. This helps chapter members to learn about the organization and to have some fun while competing with other members in the organization.
The last weekend of our month of April, we held the Scholarship Committee meeting of the National Federation of the Blind here at the National Center for the Blind. And it was a good meeting, a spirited meeting, one that took a lot of energy and collected together a goodly number of scholarship winners for our convention this summer. I'm sure you'll meet them at the convention. It will be an exciting time, and I know you'll want to meet them. One of the things that was presented during the scholarship committee meeting was some song material, which one of the members of the committee said represented the intellectual capacity of our scholarship committee members. So here is a representation of at least one person's feeling about the nature of the scholarship committee meeting a recording from Monty Python presented by Carl Jacobson. Here it is.
Morning.
Morning.
Well, what you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 bacon, spam, 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 spam.
Have you got anything without spam?
Well, the spam, egg, sausage and spam. That's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't she have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Hasn't got as much spam in it as spam, egg, sausage and spam, has it?
Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then?
Yeah!
What do you mean, I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam. You can't have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam!
I don't like spam!
Shh, dear, don't cause a fuss. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam!
Spam, 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 spam,
spam! Baked beans are off!
Well, could I have her spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam?
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.